It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome everybody to our 2019-20 BYU Men's Basketball Media Day. We'll bring Coach Pope up here in just a second. Coach Pope enters his first season at BYU, comes from Utah Valley where he was the head coach for the last 4 years, led UVU to a school record back-to-back 21 seasons and three straight postseason invites. And we'll bring Coach Pope up here. If you could introduce yourself with your name, organization before you ask your question, we'd appreciate it. And here we go, Coach Pope.
Please hold your applause, guys. All right, so I'll give you about 20 seconds here, intro. So excited to have a chance to coach these guys at this great university. It's an extraordinary place. And I get the chance to coach really what have proven to be really, really special, extraordinary young men who have a very focused goal in mind and are working really hard. Can't wait to get the season started. We're, you know, getting close. We had our 15th day of practice today. And the guys felt like it was their 60th. So that's been really fun. So with that, bring it on, guys. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. No.
Darnell Dixon and Daly Enroll. A lot of seniors on this team. How has that helped to maybe limit some of the issues that have been going on in the program with some injuries and things like that? How do they respond to those kinds of things?
Well, it's nice because they have a calming influence, right? They just have the longer you're in athletics, the more experience you have dealing with twists and turns of a season and a preseason and a roster and all the things that go into it. And so I think those guys have experience under their belt where they're probably more capable of staying focused. We have some freshmen right now that are really focused, too, because they just don't know any better. So it's really the guys in between that are the problem, the sophomores and the juniors. But we don't have a lot of those guys, so everyone's doing good.
Have you ever had a preseason like this with as many twists and turns and changes and injuries?
Yeah, it's pretty much standard for the course. We love drama, and so this is what we do. I think that this game is such an extraordinary teacher, and I say that all the time. But when you listen to the game and you listen to where it takes you, it kind of gives you the answers to the test. And so right now we're trying to listen really hard and figure out what this game is teaching us and how we get to play and how we get to attack it and how we deal with rotations and personnel rosters is going to – you know, this has given us an unbelievable opportunity to be creative and and probably instilling us a requisite courage that we might not have had otherwise to try some different things. And when you get to do that, it actually is incredibly fun. I think it's really fun basketball to watch. I think it's really fun basketball to play because every moment is filled with sheer terror about whether it's going to work or not. Yeah.
Jared Lloyd, Daily Herald. What's it like taking this group and molding them into doing what you see and what you've developed over the last 4 years, and now you're getting a point, you know, to a point where, you know, the season's coming, it's getting closer, they need to be really locked into what you want to do with this group of guys?
Well, I'm lucky because I got a group of guys that have been incredibly well coached for their tenure here under Coach Rose's tutelage. So these guys know the game. They understand what they're trying to do. They understand nuances of the game. And now it's just a matter of kind of coalescing around what we have right now, which is the best part of coaching, right? He's trying to like figure out what you're left with at the end of the day and seeing if you can make the collective way more functional than the individual parts. And these guys are locked into doing that. You know, these guys love each other. They take care of each other. They've been incredibly supportive of each other. They sacrifice for each other. They feel pretty unified right now. We'll see if that continues. I'm confident it will. So it's the best part, right, is what we're doing right now is trying to figure it out.
Mitch Harper, KSL Sports. When you were here previously at BYU, your offenses were up-tempo, up and down. What do you want the tempo to look like now that you're the head coach here?
Well, I love to be aggressive. I think this game is meant to be played that way. And the only reason I think this game is meant to be played that way is it's the only way I know how to play. So we'll be really aggressive. I think it's entertaining, and I think it's fun for our guys to play that way. So we'll put as much pace into this game offensively and defensively as we can. And we're trying to find ways to do that with a modified roster and do it effectively. So, we certainly would like to put an entertaining, inspiring product on the floor.
With that modified roster you mentioned, are there avenues that you can maybe add another guy or two to your roster between now and opening night?
Well, it's the short answer to that is no, unless we find some bodies just on campus, which we actually put out some flyers the other day. So I like this roster a lot, and it's we have to work our ways through some moments in the season where we're not going to have a full roster, but we have what we need on this roster to do some extraordinary things. It's just a matter of us kind of figuring out exactly how to do it and being committed enough to each other to get it done.
Jay Catch, the Zone Sports Network. Have you got any updates on the guys who you're waiting on waiver-wise from the NCAA?
Yeah, no updates. There's no timeline to that. It just kind of happens as it happens. So, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. So that's the one part of the roster that we're not sure about yet. We're hopeful that we have some guys that will be eligible to play, but we'll see. Hopefully we know in the next month.
Baxter, you said most likely will be gone for the season. You always said the first man in games. How comfortable are you with Dalton Nixon and Colby Lee?
Dalton Nixon is a freak. Man, this kid is awesome. Like, there's no coach in America that would not want to have this kid on their team. What he's done this summer and this fall has been incredible. He plays with so much energy and so much intensity, and he's playing with so much confidence right now as a rebounder, as a runner, as a defender. He's really, really intelligent. He's kind of head of rotations. He's been a great ball screen defender for us. He's relentless on the glass. We're kind of putting him in some positions where he can attack the offensive glass, from 15 feet, which he's been really functional doing right now. He just cares about winning. So I'm really, really confident with him. And this Colby Lee is going to shock everybody. I'm so convinced he's going to shock everybody because he's shocking himself every day in practice right now with the things that he's doing. I think he walks out of practice like, I didn't know I could do that. And I didn't know I could do that either. And I can't believe I did that. The ladies are going to love me because I just did that, right? He's playing really, really well, and he's earning confidence from his teammates right now, and he's going to obviously be a hugely important part of this deal too. So those two guys have got to shore up this front line for a little while, and they'll do a good job. They're going to do a really good job.
With all the difficult twists and turns you've seen in the program this offseason, how helpful have your bosses and Brian Santiago and Tom Holmoe been throughout this?
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I mean, this whole university, the athletic department is a special place, and everybody is so supportive, and we feel so positive. I think that the some of the turmoil that people outside of the program might be feeling is not as intense inside the program. I think we're spending all of our time trying to find answers, and those guys have been great. I mean, I'm fortunate to work for such great people. I have to say that because they're paying me.
Jeff Call, Deseret News. Knowing Jake Toulson like you do, having coached him, what kind of role will he have for this team this season?
Well, first, leader. So he's got unbelievable leadership ability. And his ability to come every single day and demand that his team performs at a high level, that is so hard to do. It's so emotionally draining and taxing just to carry the burden that he carries in his role on the team. And then for him to be able to do that is really extraordinary. We have several guys on the team that are – pushing each of us to hold to a standard every day. So he's going to be an incredible leader on this team. He knows me. He's got an unbelievable amount of experience in this game. And so he's kind of, you know, he understands the turns that a season can take, and he's savvy enough to understand that you got to kind of keep focused on the day-to-day work of it. So in that sense of his locker room leadership skills is going to be really, really important. And then this guy just, you know, his confidence is through the roof, and he makes shots, and he's got a really, really unique, incredible skill set where he's been one of the most functional guys handling the ball off ball screens. His points per possession plus assist derived offense off as a ball screen ball handler has been off the charts the last couple years. He obviously shoots the ball at an incredible rate. He's one of the best finishers, jump shot finishers in the country around the rim. Percentages bear that out. So he's supremely talented. He's also probably the best ball screen defender we have on the team in terms of handling ball screen, handling ball screens by himself, which is a huge part of the way we try and play. And so he's got a big responsibility here. He knew that when he signed up, and he chose to come and do it, and he's going to have a special year.
What are your stated team goals?
So in the most pure form, our goal is to stay completely focused on getting better every single day. That's what I will talk to my team about every single day. Like, are we getting better today, right? That's been what we talked about since the first day we took the job. It's what we talked about all summer long. It's what we talked about in Italy. It's what we've talked about since we started practice 15 days ago. And it's what we'll continue to talk about through good times and bad times as the season goes on. We know for us to earn the experience that this veteran senior-laden team wants to have, we have to get better every single day. We can't waste a day, because by the end of the season, we have to be a spectacularly performing team. We got to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. So we'll focus on that every single day. That's my expectation for this team. That's what we focus on every single day. I know that's not a really satisfying answer, because everyone wants to know, are you going to, you know, go to the Final Four, or make the tournament, win the WCC championship? Of course, all those things are goals. But those things will be attained if we can keep our focus every single day on getting better, every single drill on getting better, not taking a moment off. And these guys, as you evaluate teams, okay, teams have all kinds of different talents. Some teams have unbelievable length, probably not us right now. Some teams have, their front line is huge. That's not us right now. Some teams can really, really shoot the ball. Some teams, are guys that really stick their nose in and defend, right? We have some of those talents, but maybe one of the talents that I'm most excited about coaching on this team is this team has the capacity to potentially do the right thing, make the right effort, make the right rotation every single possession. It doesn't mean you have the right outcome, but it means that guys will be diligent enough to do the right thing, be in the right spot every single possession. If we can do that, that will be a rare talent indeed among teams in the country, and will give us a chance to be really successful.
Mark, when did you realize that this team, that might be one of the strengths of this team?
I didn't know that coming in, but we've got leadership from interesting places. We have a bunch of guys that are fighting to do that. You think about a guy like Connor Harding that wants so desperately to win, and he's diligent enough to kind of come do it every single time, every single day. This TJ Hawes, right, is just so desperate to win right now. He's willing to do that. Yoeli Childs made a huge sacrifice to come back here, and that's manifesting it in his desire to grow that skill, because it's a skill. And it hasn't been his best skill. He's incredibly talented. But one of the skills he's trying to grow right now is, can I come do the right thing every single possession of every single play? So I think I've recognized that more and more as we kind of went through the summer, right? And that's our challenge. When you look at the things that you possibly could do great, if we could do that great, it'd be really special. Right, there's going to be times where Jesse Wade is rotating onto a 7-foot 270-pound guy, and he's going to really struggle to get a rebound, right? But if he rotates every single time the right way, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of games.
How do you teach that? How do you teach them that skill?
I have to be careful of my sarcasm. So, well, the most important way that our team learns anything is from the guys on the team demanding that each other is accountable. And so that's a real part, right? And you guys know, I hope everybody in the world knows how incredibly highly I think of this Yoli Childs. I think he's one of the great human beings that I know, right? For a young person, he's extraordinary, okay? His integrity, his commitment, his heart. And so, but he would tell you this has maybe not been his strongest suit. And so when your team sees that he is making such a dedicated effort to do that, it speaks loudly, right? When they see guys like Connor and Dalton and Jake and TJ that are stepping up and trying, this Jake Toulson, he not having it. If we have a drill that doesn't have great energy, he's gonna start yelling at his guys, right? And so I think that's the most functional way to teach it, is from the leaders within. And then it's something that we pay attention to as staff. Right now we're doing a 6 a.m. practice. And then breakfast together, and then watching film during breakfast every single day. And so we kind of go through and talk about where we are being successful every time and where we're having little breakdowns. And some teams don't have to execute perfectly every time. They don't have to be in the right spot because they have incredible makeup ability. Gavin Baxter is one of those players that has incredible makeup ability. So he doesn't have to be exactly right every time. We have a roster with a lot of guys that probably need to be right every time, and they actually can be. They're actually diligent enough to do it. Yeah.
What's the value in that most of the players expected to be your most productive are seniors right now for you?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, right? So that leadership quotient. So I'm going to tell you, we don't have a lot of depth on our team right now because we just don't have a lot of bodies. We have 7 scholarship players right now, right? But so people might look at that and be like, well, that makes us nervous. It certainly makes me a little nervous. But when you have a three-headed monster like we have, it just makes it really interesting, right? And so these veteran guys that have kind of seen everything up to this point, and especially when they're some of your best players and your seniors, I think it gives you some continuity, it gives you some belief. And it's really important. It's going to be a huge part of this team. Obviously, these seniors, because they're such a huge component of the team. And I think seniors are magic. I'm telling you, I've said that since the day I started coaching. I think seniors do magical things. And sometimes they don't do it in the beginning of the season. But by the end of the season, when they found themselves, I think they do things that people don't believe they can do. I think they're really special.
NCAA moved the three-point line back again this year. Do you think that can help your guys in terms of spacing on the court?
Yeah, I mean, man, I think we can shoot the ball. I do. I believe these guys can shoot the ball. I think we're going to make shots. And so I'm really excited about that because I think we're going to gobble up all of that space and use every inch of it, and I think it makes it harder to guard us. And so, ask me in 6 months, and I'll be like, it was the greatest thing ever. Or if we really struggle to manage the space defensively, I'll be like, that was the worst thing ever. So we'll see.
Is shooting the ball, is that what you think that the team, as the season progresses, will be able to hang its hat on? If something breaks down, we're always going to at least be able to shoot? Or is it something else that maybe you think the team would develop along the way?
Well, what we're spending all our time on right now is being able to guard. And we have some deficits in terms of being able to guard, right? We don't have great length. We don't have off-the-charts athleticism. The rebounding the ball is going to be a real challenge for us all season long, right? But that is what I would like to be our hallmark, our the thing that makes us feel safe. We actually are doing some drills in practice now where it's we're playing against an opponent, and a scout team, or are playing against a team in practice where they get double the offensive possessions that our starting unit does, right? And so and we're keeping score that way, and our guys are understanding the value of getting stops, how much pressure that takes off of you offensively. So we're working hard on it. We still have some real growth we have to do there, but if we could, that just gives you security. Work gives you confidence, and the ability to guard gives you confidence. Both those things, that is where confidence comes from. If you know you can get a stop, it takes so much pressure off of you on the other side. And if you know you've put in the work, it takes so much pressure off of you, it gives you belief. So those two things are what we'd like to hang our hat on a little bit.
Has TJ Haas been able to return to practice yet?
Yes. Thank goodness. He, TJ is, so he's been part-time this week. I think he'll go full-time next week. He's been great. Didn't miss a beat. You know, he's such a talented player. He gets downhill so well. He's got such unbelievable vision. He can really shoot the ball. He can really pass the ball. He's actually got a clever quickness to him on the defensive end where he's got some combination of his IQ and his foot speed that allows him to get where he needs to go defensively. You know, I'd like him to actually be a better retreating defender. It's something that we've talked about a little bit that we'll keep working on, but I'm so happy to have him back. And like I said, he's kind of, we're slowly bringing him back, and I think he'll be ready to go more full speed next week.
Time for one more? No? All right.
Thank you guys for being here.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.